Hi babies, this is Nacrees, and you're listening to Foul Monkeys. You know, they nasty. Episode 22. Hi, and welcome to Foul Monkeys.
This is Ricky.
This is China. How are you?
And we're totally fucking this up, but that's alright.
It's okay. Who fucking cares? Wow. It seems loud, but oh fucking well.
Do you have your headphones on?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Always got the phones on.
The phones. Hey, you know that we had that storm that just passed by, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was a nice little storm to fucking get out into.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, right in front of my window where my computer is, about, I would say, 200 feet away from me, lightning struck a tree.
Oh, shit.
And that shit was scary, too. Uh-oh.
Hello. Hell yeah, I had to,
Hey, I don't know who this is. Hold on. Okay. They'll leave a message.
I fucking wound up shutting my system down. I wasn't taking any damn chances. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I noticed that when we had the big boom, all of a sudden your computer went down. I was like, oh.
Hell yeah, it's like, I ain't taking no fucking chances.
Right, our shit is expensive.
Hell yeah. And I don't know if Apple would cover getting lightning struck.
Probably not, since it's an act of God, but I don't think that's fair. If you don't believe in God, you should not have to deal with that.
Exactly.
Because I don't believe in God, it's nature, and if nature wants to destroy your shit, someone should have to pay for it other than myself.
That's right. That's why you bought the fucking insurance. I didn't buy that extended warranty just so that they can have that fucking money.
But you know what? I did purchase it for my iPod, and it has come into help so many times. I'm on my fifth iPod.
What? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it's not good, is it?
That's not good at all. I mean, it's good that they're replacing it each time, but that's not good that it keeps fucking up.
Well, they're replacing them with refurbished ones, so they're not replacing them with new ones.
So you're getting someone else's refurbished shit.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so this one was broken when it came in, and now you're saying you fixed it, and you're going to send it to me like it's brand new. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's not good, fucker. But I guess I love Apple. Although, I mean, as much as I love the iPod and everything, someone at work got one of those creative, what the fuck is it called?
Zen?
I'm not sure. It's one of the small ones. Mm-hmm. That's got the huge screen, and it's got the one little long touch bar in the middle.
Uh-huh.
It's heavy as fuck, though, because it's got a huge-ass battery in it. But it's kind of cool. I think
they're called Zens.
It may be. If they're real small, I mean, the size-wise, other than the thickness of where the battery comes into play, they're pretty small.
That thickness.
Yeah, they're thick.
Thick and long. And hard.
Yeah. But I think if I were to go to something other than the iPod, I'd probably go with that one.
Well, I'm in love with iPods, so I don't know if I could ever switch to another company.
I know.
Even though I'm on my fifth one, apparently I do love them to death.
Well, at least it's just only one item is fucking up and not all of them.
Exactly, because I have had no problems with my iMac or my iBook.
And let's see, your iMac is the dual core, right? And your iBook is the single, right?
No, I think my iBook is double too.
Oh, really?
I think so. I don't know. I'll have to look at the box. You know I still have it, because I save every damn box that I have in my life.
Yeah, me too. Except for whenever I move. Then once I move, I get like to the point where I'm tired of boxing shit up, so I just wind up throwing them out. That's whenever I get rid of all my boxes.
Well, the things that I buy that are expensive, like my computers. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I feel like I'm on a cell phone too now. Like you say a sentence, hello, can you hear me? Okay, yeah, anyway, hello, can you hear me? Oh, okay.
I know, right?
I save Xboxes for my expensive things, so if I ever need to resell them, I think it looks better when it's in the original box.
Right, yeah. And then that way you can show the person, hell, see, you know, I took care of it, so, you know, I
Right.
kept the original box. That's like whenever you sometimes order, I don't know if you've often order from eBay, but sometimes when you order from there and you get the thing in a just a either plain mailing envelope, not in the original box, it's like,
Yeah, I don't like that either.
it's like I don't mind buying it used, but it'd be kind of nice if I had the box.
When I went to go buy cologne one time up at the mall, they tried to give me the bottle without the designer box, and I was like, and he was like, "Well, you'll save like $5," and I was like, "No, I think I want the one for you know that has the design on it because I'm actually buying it for someone's birthday."
So he was saying you were gonna have to pay $5 for the box. Jeez.
Right, I know. Fuck you, asshole.
It's like, damn, fuckers.
He was like, "You would have saved $5 on the box if you don't purchase it."
Well, it should be come with the fucking box it's made for. It should.
Right.
Damn, what are you gonna do if nobody decides to buy the boxes? You're gonna be stuck with them. That's kind of
Exactly.
retarded.
Well, I don't even know why they take them out of the box. I guess they're tester bottles or something. I don't know.
Nothing like being sprayed whenever you walk into a store. Here, try this out.
Oh. Obsession. Ugh. Stinks. I know you can hear me typing. I'm sorry to my all my fans and Gina, but I'm trying to set something up for tonight.
Oh, she's trying to get a piece of meat for tonight. Wow.
That is not what I meant.
Sure. That's like fucking Kathy calling my ass out over in St. Pete. We're fucking at one of those booths and there's this big bowl of condoms and I'm like just standing there, you know, just wait for her to, you know, do her thing, and she turns and looks at me, she goes, "Do you need any condoms?" I'm like, no. And she just looks, she goes, "What?" She goes, "You don't practice safe sex?" I'm like, "It's not that I'm not practicing safe sex. I'm not practicing any sex right now, so I don't fucking need them."
Right.
I'm like, "Since you had to let every fucking body know."
Look, Kathy has a way of embarrassing the hell out of you, doesn't she?
It's like, damn, if I would have won, I'd just put a shirt on that says, "I ain't had sex in a while." Jesus
I
Christ.
know, and like she has that voice that is like it's like in a megaphone, you
Yes,
know, and it's like
carries.
loud, and it's just I don't know, it I laugh when she starts screaming, like when she's talking, and I start laughing.
And then she has to take, and then there's, I guess, another bowl sitting beside that one that had, I guess, magnums in them. And she asked what they were, and the guy was like, "Well, they're a little bit, you know, they're extra large ones." She goes, "Well, I guess I'll grab a couple of those because you never know."
I'm surprised she didn't say, "Oh boy, you need the whole bowl."
Thank you for telling, you know, letting me share to the world that, you know, I ain't getting any. Damn it.
Oh, I hope this doesn't come up. Does that sound really loud?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'll have to
Oh,
stop. I'm
shit.
just gonna have to tell them to hold off. So what was I was gonna talk about something, I forgot what it was. Oh my God, I'm getting old.
Well, we could bitch about these anonymous people, about, you know, them posting shit and not leaving some kind of initials, just anonymous.
Yeah, I was going to cover that.
you know, I don't mind the negative feedback and comments. You know, you can call me a bitch, call me an asshole, I don't really give a fuck, but God, at least fucking leave some initial, even if it's someone else's initial. This anonymous shit, what the fuck's up with that?
Well, and it's okay to have bad comments, because we're willing to have those, and it doesn't bother us, because it just helps us in the long run. But when you have a negative thing to say about one of our guests, and I mean, I just feel that it's rude to leave a negative comment. That's like really harsh. Mm-hmm. I mean, because regardless of what the listeners think, if we feel that this person wants to be on our show, they're going to be on our show no matter what.
Exactly. Yep.
And so what? There's one person out of our listeners that doesn't like one of our guests. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck are you going to do?
Right. So.
But like
that was already taken care of. I don't want to mention what happened, because some people may not know. If they would like to know, they could go to our website and check it out.
Like I said, I don't care if they leave, you know, bad feedback. What the fuck ever. That's their opinion, whatever. But, you know, just leaving it anonymous, I mean, come on. Like I said, you know, you can leave someone else's fucking initials. But anonymous, I mean, what, you can't stand behind what, you know, your thoughts and your comments?
I know. And I don't know, like, I don't intentionally go onto people's websites and say, this sucked. I would say something like, well, in the past you have done this, and I noticed that this has changed, so maybe you could go back to the way that you were, or maybe if you could tweak it a little bit.
Right. Yes. Or, in my opinion, this is what I felt like, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, oh well. Like I said, we enjoy the comments. It's just, God, if you're going to trash somebody, at least have the decency to leave some type of stamp other than anonymous. It does just gives it no value.
Well, just to let everyone know that we do have IP address tracking on our website. We might not be able to find out who you are, but we do know what city you're, and what zip code that you're commenting from.
So,
oh, I have to say that Gay's Okay is like my favorite listener for now.
Yes, he's very good. I like Gay's.
I can't say why, but he is like the best listener ever. So, I mean, nothing like that. I mean, he has a boyfriend and all that, but he's just really cool.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And it makes it even better that he lives in the area that I'm from.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So, and I think I accidentally played his comment twice, the fuck you comments. Yes. I accidentally put it on two episodes. I mean, that's okay. But we haven't been receiving any phone calls, and I think that's shitty.
Yes. I mean, damn, there's got to be angry people out there to have a fuck you to somebody. I mean, hell.
I know. And even Tiffany sent a nice one.
Yes. I mean, her best friend Kyle, she fucked him.
Right.
You know? She gave a good fuck you to Kyle, so, you know, that was a love fuck. So, either if you know, are pissed at somebody, or you know, love them, give them a fuck you. Shit.
Right. I don't know that. Ugh. Come on, people. We have the numbers for a reason. Jesus H. and Christ.
And shit, you can say what the fuck you want. We'll play it on air. Hell, tell us how much we suck. Fuck us.
I know, right?
Shit. God damn.
So, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Not that I can think of right offhand. I mean, I've bitched about the Jesus people over St. Pete, so, yeah.
When did you bitch about them?
Huh?
When did you bitch about them?
Oh, me and Kathy had a nice discussion. We didn't get, like, rude about it, but we had a kind of a nice discussion about those wonderful people over in St. Pete, the Jesus people at the Pride Fest.
Fucking so assholes. She was taking up for them, or what?
No, we were just, you know, we were being nice, commenting about them being so judgmental, mm-hmm. about telling everybody they were going to hell.
So they were actually there telling you that stuff?
Yes, they were walking up and down the street during Pride Fest with these signs and bullhorns and stuff, telling people that they were going to hell and that they needed to get on their knees and repent and that they were sinners and, you know, God
No, did. You need to get on your knees and suck my cock. How about
that? And it's like, you know what, you fuckers, you bitches are sitting there sinning. You're telling me that I'm sinning and you're standing right there doing it yourself by judging me. Since when did God give you his fucking job?
Right. And as I recall, he didn't pass on his job to anyone else.
That's right.
He hasn't retired yet.
I know. I didn't see any posting for God's job.
If there was, I would have applied for it.
So, I know, right? So, did they have any down there in Fort Lauderdale when you went to the Pride Fest? Did you see any Jesus
I didn't
people?
See any, honestly. Wow. I did not. I mean, maybe because I wasn't paying attention, but, I mean, apparently you're saying these people were, like, in your face.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, they were
no,
going and
there was nothing
screaming
like
people.
That in Fort Lauderdale. I didn't see it.
I mean, they weren't being nice about it. I mean, they were going up and just screaming at people and making people just, you know, ill at them. It's like, what the fuck is your problem? No one asked you to come here. I mean, if you're that worried about my soul and the fact that you think I'm sinning or whatever, take all you and your ass to your church and pray for me. Don't come up here aggravating people and judging them.
All right.
Talking about, oh, you think it's hot out here? Wait till you get to hell. Oh, you better enjoy that water now because there's not going to be any in hell whenever you get down there. That's what they were saying.
Who was it that told me that said, I don't know if it was James or someone else or maybe it was you or Ryan. No, Ryan, I think, said it on the podcast. He said, I don't know if it was Ryan or not. I can't remember. But they said, we don't go to your church and say and protest about your cult. So why are you here?
I know, right? It's like, Jesus. But they were just really nasty. I mean,
that's sad.
And, you know, it's like, you know, I'm sure you know that not only gay people go to the Pride Fest, there's also family members and friends who support, you know,
the gay lifestyle. There's even children there. The people teach their children that it's okay to be different, right. And it's okay to be who you are.
You know, and these people are assuming that everybody that's there is gay.
Ridiculous.
I know. They're not taking into consideration that there are straight people there who are open-minded enough to not let someone's lifestyle bother them. It's like, you people are so fucking ignorant.
I don't understand how something I do could be so important for someone else to want to scream and yell and kill someone over.
I know. I know, right? It's like, Jesus Christ. Idiots. So.
Something I want to discuss, and actually this happened while you were at Pride.
What's up?
And, well, it's going to be later now, but, you know, we recorded while you were out in St. Petersburg, right? It was in St. Pete, right?
Yeah, St. Pete. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
So we had discussed later on after that, maybe of doing recordings, and this is good for the listeners to hear because it's really up to the listeners on what happens. Mm-hmm. So just before we go into it, it is very, very, very important that you contact us by email, on the website, or on the call us, and let us know what you think about this idea because it's really up to the listeners. So I, Ryan, and Misty recorded on last Saturday because we weren't able to get a hold of Gina. And so we went ahead and had the recording, and we're going to play it. Well, actually, we have already played it. I'm getting my days confused because I forget that we're ahead of time.
Doesn't that suck?
I we're mean, in the future.
It's like you totally forget how many shows you've already done, and it's like you have to sit and it's like, how many have we fucking done? How many? It's like, which ones have we not posted yet? It's like,
well, it's I know it's even harder many. That we have to talk like we're in the future.
The shit's already happened.
It's like, so. So when the listeners have heard this actual recording, they have already heard the last two recordings of us recording without you. So we want to know how they feel about us recording separately sometimes with different guests alone or whatever. I want to know how they feel. Gina, right. What do you think about it?
That sounds good, because I mean, you know, we can't put any type of voting thing online because the fuckers ain't going to vote.
Right. Oh, I could put something online, but that doesn't mean they'll vote for it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, because, I mean, look at the other survey you put on there. There's been, what, 12 people vote?
Oh, that many?
I think so. I think the last time I checked was like 12 people.
I bet if we put a poll on there that said, would you like to see a picture of our cocks, or would you like to see us, or would you like to hear us record alone, I bet people would start fucking voting.
Okay.
And they'd probably be like, we want to see your cocks.
I know, right?
Oh, my dog's barking.
So yeah, bitches, get busy on something. I mean, hell, we give you all this other shit to do and you never fucking do it, so let us know, fuckers.
I don't know why people aren't voting. I mean, other podcasts, they have listeners that do it.
I guess we just had the special ones.
Oh, guess what? Can you still hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What'd you do?
Remember when I called the little fatty cast from Bears in Paradise?
You mean in your drunken stupor?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess who else I called?
Oh, God, who?
The Don and Drew Show.
Oh my God. Were you drunk?
Yes, it was the same night, I have to guess.
What? Oh God, which show is this so I can go listen to that one?
I think it's 3:48. It's the last comment, and I keep going and going and going.
Okay, which one is it?
3:48
is the show number?
Yes.
Okay, I have to go listen to that. Oh, God.
I know.
Was it as bad as Little Fatty?
Yeah, because I pretty much tell Dawn that I want to fuck her husband.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
No, it's not that bad. I just say that he's really cute and he's gorgeous and some yada, yada, yada. I should have played it on here. I forget that you're recording, so I can't do that. But next time, maybe we can play it on the next show.
Yeah. Oh, God. I can't wait to hear that. Oh, jeez. Yes, no drinking and dialing for you.
I know, right? I'm going to start drunk dialing our own number so I don't feel stupid.
Yeah, because then it's our choice whether to play it or not.
Right.
But,
what if you record alone and then you decide to play that on there? I'm like, oh my God, China, I am so going to kill you. So what else? Tell us more about Pride. What all was there? Did they have a big parade and all that stuff?
Well, we didn't get there in time for the parade. We got there probably around noontime. So it was hot as fuck out there. Jesus.
Girl, let me tell you. I was at the one in Fort Lauderdale, and I think I lost maybe a good 25 pounds through sweat. But I gained it back with all the food that I ate.
There was, they had fucking Starbucks was there, and then bitches was selling water for $3 a bottle. It's like, what the fuck?
They had Starbucks at ours, but they were actually in the parade.
And the best thing that I saw was a van sitting as one of the booths. And it was a had an ATM on the inside.
Sweet.
Yep, a mobile ATM.
Awesome.
So, you know, we're up in the century now.
I don't think I would trust that, though.
No.
I would be like, where's the nearest Bank of America around here?
Exactly. Fuck. Take me to a bank that has it built in.
Jesus. Right. Did they have the mile-long flag there?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you weren't at the parade, I forgot.
Right, yeah. The parade, I think, believe started like at 9 or something like that, but we didn't get there till about noon.
Was there all kind of whoopee bears there?
I saw maybe a couple. There.
That's it?
Yeah, there wasn't too many.
I think a lot of skinny people live in Tampa and St. Pete.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
I mean, they probably go down to Fort Lauderdale so they can be fat and happy.
Yeah, I know, right? All the other sexamans down there.
Gee, I wonder why I like going there so much.
I don't know.
How about somebody asked me to go down to the nude beach down there?
Ooh, cool.
No. I don't think so. I'm fat. I don't belong on a beach. Well, naked. I go to the beach. I just don't go naked.
Oh, I'm sure there's quite a few of them down there that go in the buff that are large.
Oh, sure. They do. They have a whole beach for it.
Jeez. That's good. I've seen a bunch of hairy naked men. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't like them real big. I don't like them like Shamu big. I like them like Flipper big.
Ah. Yes. Damn, there was a... And this guy, he kind of confused me because Kathy had spoke to him first. And he said something about he was into women. And then when I spoke to him, he was this big... built Italian guy. Oh my god, he was hot. But he said, asked me, he goes, you ever done drag? I'm like, I've dressed a few times. He goes, I like the effeminate ones. It's like, okay.
Like, he wants to fuck you while you're dressed as a woman?
That's the way it sounded.
Well, some people are weird.
Because there was a drag queen at outside one of the restaurant bar type areas, and uh-huh. He was like, he goes, I like him to be in drag like that. I'm like, okay, whatever.
He's probably one of those people that said, I want you to dress in drag. I want you to have a piece of ham on your right titty, a piece of turkey on your left titty, and a big old tomato with a slob of mayonnaise on your stomach.
Yeah, so I can get sloppy. That's what gets.
That's what gets me off.
Make you into a sandwich.
I love a sandwich. I like Cuban sandwiches myself.
Big old slice of Cuban, huh?
With cheese on the side.
Not under the skin.
Ugh, I just got that.
Keep the cheese on the outside.
Right. We don't like to find the cheese in places it's not supposed to be.
No ring around the cheese.
Several people said they liked the last show that we posted. They said that it was funny as hell. I guess because we were talking about the Lakeland Room.
Oh, God, yes.
Which I haven't posted in there, so...
Yeah. Yeah, God forbid, you post something in there other than a straight event.
Right. Or just a 3-word sentence.
Exactly. Come here.
Oh, my God! You have 5 sentences! Stop! I can't deal with it! Stop it!
And I guess you just have to change the subject matter. Because I've noticed going there a couple of times that, they say you're not supposed to, do the same, plug the same thing. Well, they're not, on a couple of them ads, they're not necessarily promoting the same, music band, but they're promoting the same place. And it's like, oh, okay, so if you're promoting one music 1 week at the same place, you can promote it again because it's a different band the next month, next week. Like, oh, that's how you get around it.
Whatever, we don't need local listeners anyway, because we have the best listeners ever.
Yeah, fuck the local people.
They can do our jobs for us.
That's right.
So that means all of our listeners, your assignment for this week is to tell 5 people about Foul Monkeys and make sure they listen.
That's right. And then have them tell 5 people.
Right, and then have those 5 people that you originally told go to the website and tell us that they're new and sign up on our Kingdom map.
That's right. And the person who has the most people sign up gets a special present.
Yeah, we'll take a picture of me and Gina together and sign it, and we'll send it to you.
Yeah. I know you're excited about that.
And we'll make sure no one else has the same picture. I hope you have Photoshop. I have Photoshop, but I don't know how to use it.
It's a good tool, especially on the Mac. Oh, it's awesome.
Somebody's been talking to me about Bear Bust. It's in October.
Oh, really? Where
at? Yeah, and it's up at the Full Moon Saloon, okay. You know, at the Parliament House and everything.
Right, yeah, as usual.
But there's this guy that has saw my pictures, and he wants me to put my pictures on an exhibit that's going to be up there.
Oh, cool. Excellent.
But I don't know about that. You know, I'm kind of shy about, like, my pictures and stuff. And, like, James gets upset because he said they're really good, you know, that I do take good pictures, but I need to be more confident with myself.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's something I would like to, would be a nice job to have, is doing photography. Because I've had 2 of my pictures that I've taken posted in the, what they call, coffee table photograph books.
Uh-huh.
So, I just wish I could sell one of them.
I wish I could sell my photos, too. But in order to sell them, you have to get them out there.
Exactly.
In order to get them out there, you have to have a lot of money to print them and develop them.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because when it comes to serious photography, I like doing 35mm. I mean, digital's good, but I just don't have one of those high-end digitals.
I want one of those high-end digitals because when you take photographs with that, the good thing is that it's instant. Like, you can see exactly what you've done.
Yes.
With 35mm, you can't do that. You have to wait, and you have to pay money to get it developed and all that crap.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I like taking pictures. It's very calming.
Yes. Yeah. Especially if you can capture what your mind sees.
What else, Gino? We haven't talked in a while, so I don't know, like, what's going on with you. Oh, you told me that you guys actually have July 4th off.
Oh, God, yes.
Yay, stingy bitches are letting you have off.
No, right? It's a fucking shock. It's like, jeez.
Well, the only reason they have it off, they let you have it off, is because they don't want to pay you.
Right, yeah. Fuckers. Hello.
Hold on for a second. Hello. Hey. I'm doing a podcast. Can I call you back in a little while? All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Okay. Did you record that?
Yes.
Did you hear her?
Who?
The person that was talking.
Not really.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay. So, Laura, we're at 34, and I'm sure we're probably going to be rambling when we close, so should we start closing? Because you know,
wasn't I talking about something before? Oh, I want to tell everybody I got a $1 raise at my job. An
Yay.
Hour.
Yay! Even though he called the woman a lesbian.
I love Publix. That job is the bomb.
Even though he called the woman a lesbian.
Yes, that is totally embarrassing, though.
I need a lesbian. Is a lesbian here? It's a lesbon. Oh, excuse me. Didn't mean to out you.
That was so embarrassing, Johnny. You just don't know. I don't think I've ever embarrassed myself so much before. Okay, so you want to go ahead and close out, huh?
Well, you know we're going to ramble on anyway, so...
I know. So we'll just start it out. I want to remind everyone to go to our website and leave messages for us at foulmonkeys.com. And also that you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Any comments, any suggestions, any pictures of your cocks or pussies or titties that you want to send to us.
Okay, anything.
We are equal opportunity body part lovers. We don't want to see any oozy or green vaginas, though.
Well, that's kind of a foul one, so that's okay.
Yeah, send it to us, and then we'll post it on our website.
That's right. That foul pussy.
Ugh, grody.
Or you motherfuckers can call us on 206-666-2252. Bitches out, tell us go fuck ourselves. We don't fucking care. Just at least call us, bastards.
Right, or you can call us at 206-984-FOWL.
Yes.
And both numbers get you to the same place.
That's right. And also,
actually, one of them has my voice on it, and the other one has your voice, right, Gina?
Right, I believe so, yes. And don't also, you fuckers out there, anybody that's interested in getting some hosting, don't forget to visit Chris and use FM50 in the code to get half off of your fucking hosting. So get your fucking asses over there and do it.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up because I guess because Chris got with you about that and I didn't really know about it until I saw it on your website.
Yes.
So I'm glad that you mentioned it because you're a much better spokesperson than me when it comes to that stuff.
But it's a great fucking deal. I mean, to begin with, he's got cheap prices on hosting and then get 50% off that. What the fuck are you people waiting for? Come on, shit.
Well, Gina, maybe they're not cool as you and I and know how to do a podcast.
I guess so. Well, I mean, they can host, you know, other shit, so...
Oh, that's true, like web pages right, and stuff like that.
Exactly. Do your store, you know. Or, yeah, you can also use it for hosting a podcast. Hell, get it cheap, bitch.
Right, ours is, I mean, Chris gave us our stuff for free. And, well, he's helping us out with it.
Yes.
So, I mean, he's willing to give you guys a 50% discount. You better take it up.
That's right. I mean,
you could use it to have those pictures of your cock that you just don't want anybody else to see.
Exactly.
And you can have a private page.
There you go. That's right. And the good thing about it is if you needed two pages, you can still get both discounts because you can either go to homohosting.com or liveand5hosting.com and get one, you know, use a code in both places. So, come on, bitches.
Right. How many times did we say cock in this episode?
I'm not sure, but we can say cock some more.
Maybe a listener will count it and see how many times we said it.
Mm-cock. Mm-cock.
Mm-cock.
Mm-cock.
Hey, you know what I want? I came up with two more intros, but I want a listener to come up with an intro for us.
I know, right?
Every other podcast has listeners that does that for them.
Yeah, so I'm sure that they have plenty of fucking material to work with. We're up to like, what, 20-something now?
We're getting ready to post our 20th episode.
Damn,
can you believe
fuckers?
That? 20 episodes.
I know. It's like, come on, bitches. There's plenty of fucking material out there. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Just think, we could get up to 100 shows this year.
Wow, wouldn't that be a trip?
That would be crazy. And hopefully we'd be like really popular by the end of the year.
I know.
Because I am all about getting paid for this shit, okay?
We need a contract, bitches.
I said it and I won't forget it.
It's like, damn. So listen and tell everybody. We need to get... I would love to see one of our shows hit 500. But then again, I want it to hit like 500,000. That would be fucking awesome.
Oh my god, you mean 500,000 people download?
Yeah, wouldn't that be fucking awesome?
That would make me have a heart attack.
I know. I mean, I want to first get up to just 500, you know, but then continue going.
Well, I guess because we keep telling people about our shows, the downloads are going up and up on other previous episodes if you watch it.
Yes.
And one of them has actually went past 300.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, yes, but it would be nice to, like, post it and then, like, mm-hmm. 5 minutes later have, like, 200 downloads.
I know. Wouldn't that be awesome? It's just, as soon as you post it, it's like, boom, it's 200, 500. Because I would love to have, like, say, after a year or so, I'd like to have a big fucking foul monkey party.
Oh, that would be so fun.
You know, invite all the listeners and shit.
We would have to have, like, an Orlando or Tampa, because Lakeland's not too happening.
Right, yeah. Of course. Of course it would be in Tampa or Orlando. Hell yeah. Go rent,
so,
like, a big hotel or something.
Huh?
I said go rent a big hotel and just, like, take it over and call it, you know, have a Foul Monkeys night.
The Foul Monkey Hut.
That's right.
I want to remind everyone to go to iTunes and at least subscribe to our show from there. And also leave us a review, because we still only have 3 reviews, and we still only have 2 stars.
I know. Ain't that shit. And you fuckers, you know, iTunes is awesome. You know, it's a great way to get it, but if you don't have iPod or, you know, iTunes, you can get it a lot of other fucking places, too. Not just
right? You can actually get it at our website. If you right-click download the show, you can actually download it and then listen to it on your computer. So I don't want to hear, do it!
And see, if they do it that way and download on their computer, they can put it on any other thing, like a Creative or anything that plays in MP3, because it's MP3 format.
Format!
So they can listen to it on any fucking thing then. Shit.
Yeah, and you can also burn it and put it on a CD for all your other friends to listen to.
There you go. Or put it in your, you know, burn it on the CD and put it in your, in your vehicle, because most people have CD players now in their fucking vehicle.
I don't have a CD player in my car.
Me either. I don't need one because I have an iPod.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, give it up, iPod.
That's what I'm saying. Woo.
Give Even it though I'm iPod. On my 5th one.
I know. That's sad.
Anyways. Oh, well. Okay, well, I guess we should end the show now. So, I want to remind all the listeners that it's very important to let us know what you think about Gina and I maybe doing one episode a month separate from one another, or if you think we should always stick together, or what. We need feedback, honestly.
And this time, fucking do it this time. Don't, you know, because we keep asking you fuckers and you never come and, you know, say anything, so come on. This is important.
Gina, maybe we're being too harsh. Maybe we need to be a little bit nicer.
Okay, should we, like, start begging them? Get that far?
Please. Dear listeners, please give us feedback, because we need it. We need to know what you think about our show.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's all for you. You know, this
it's
show
all
is
all for you.
This show is all about you guys. It's all for you.
It is. We started out about us, and then people started listening, and now we want to, even though we still want to have our own ideas and do what we want, it's important that everyone else lets us know how we're doing.
Exactly. You know what? This kind of sucks having to beg this way to get these people to fucking let us know.
Yeah, it does kind of suck, but maybe if that's the only way to get them to do it, then that's how we can do
well,
it.
Well, I guess if we gotta fucking beg and plead, then we beg and plead. So please, please.
I definitely hope they're not waiting on money, because that's not gonna happen.
Well, they won't think they want to get paid? Shit, we ain't getting fucking paid. Fuck them.
Right.
Oh, I guess we're going to, like, go have t-shirts or something and bribe them. Oh, if you will vote, we'll send you a t-shirt. You know, fuckers. Oh, no, they
we'll
can't.
Have to get some. Maybe that's how we can do it. We can get a t-shirt, and then if people, you know, we'll have, like, a contest or something, and then that person will get it, and we'll sign the shirt.
That's about the fucking only way we can probably get them to do anything.
Okay, so we're probably at, like, 47 minutes now.
We're at 44, but, yeah.
So we're going to head on out. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Gina, I hope you have a great week.
Oh, I hope so. At least it's only 4 days.
That's just true.
That's right. At least you escaped hell.
Yeah, that's true, too. But our cafeteria is closed for 2 weeks for let the cafeteria workers be on vacation.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, fuck. fuck. So, all right, you fuckers. Enjoy the show. Fuck y'all.
And you all have a great week. And this is the first time I've ever said this, but fuck all of you.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
Hey, Don and Drew, it's Ricky from Lakeland, Florida. I'm actually calling from St. Petersburg, where here's that bear weekend, or bear in paradise. And I just want to say, I love you to fucking death. I love you guys. You know, I also have my own podcast at foulmonkeys.com. But I'm telling you, I love, oh my God, I love your show so much. It's just, oh, I love you guys. It's great. I want to thank you. You're just great. I don't know what else to say. But again, I have my own podcast at foulmonkeys.com, and I listen to you guys every day, and I hope you're the best. I love you. You guys are great. You're awesome. I don't know what else to say. But Dawn, I love you. Drew, you're hot. Oh my God, you're so cute. But thank you. Thank you for everything. Bye.